Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you for this evening. Holy Spirit is your name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for the cross. We thank you that you have resurrected. You didn't lay in the grave like others did, but you have resurrected. And you are living and interceding on our behalf. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you glory. Holy Spirit, absolute control over the service today. Speak your word. Teach us your word, for you are a teacher. We thank you. Even in the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Somebody shout a believing amen. I can't feel you this evening. Come on, give glory unto Jesus. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. He said, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Other versions say that, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The coming that we have come this evening is to see Jesus. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. We thank God for the life of our father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odru, for giving us this opportunity to speak the word of God to you at this pulpit. We thank God for his life. Oh, Monsem Kramau, Papa. Monsem Mau, Papa. He's a powerful man of God. He's been a blessing unto us. Sunday was just powerful. Three services and Sunday night at Pantai, Hadley Chapel. It was just awesome. Papa, God bless you. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15 from verse number 1. John chapter number 15 from verse number 1. The Bible says that I am the true vine, and my father is a husbandman. Go. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Go. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Wow. Next verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8, which is my final verse. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. You may be seated. Glorious show. Let's start from verse 1. It's a powerful. God bless you so much. That was a powerful worship. God bless you so much. John 15 from verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Listen, every farmer that sows a seed, the expectation of that seed is for the seed to grow into a tree. And at the end of the day, the tree bears fruits. Every tree that is planted, the expectation is that that tree should be able to what? Bear fruit. So as children of God who have given their lives to Christ, it is a must that as a child of God, you bear fruits. As a child of God, you do what? You bear fruits. It is very important because you are planted by Christ Jesus to be fruitful. Amen. Because when God planted the garden in the book of Genesis, he told them that be fruitful and do what? Multiply. So you cannot be a child of God and not bear fruits. You cannot be a child of God and your life is all that I am a tree. I am a tree. As a tree. So I'm standing as a tree. The only benefit you can have from me is that that is all. But apart from, the reason why you need to bear fruit is because out of your fruit, another seed can be gotten. But if you stand alone as a tree, you die alone and there is nothing that can come out of you. So as a child of God, the expectation of Christ Jesus is for you to bear fruits. And for you to bear fruits, you need to abide. Listen, you cannot stay away from the tree which is Christ Jesus and think that you can bear fruit. There is no child on this earth who has stayed away from the mother and has been able to survive. No breast milk, no nanwan, no cow and goat, no actamil and pactamil and all the meals. And expect that that baby will grow. Any baby that is disconnected from its mother, his growth, there is a problem. There is a problem with this growth. So at every point, as a child of God, you need to be connected to your source of what? Nutrients. Your source of feeding. Your source of power. Your source of elevation. Your source is very important. So he says, I am the true vine. Can you give me the scripture? I am the true vine.
My father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. That means that as long as you are connected, you need to bear fruit. There are many Christians who are connected to the Lord, but are not bearing fruit. They are wasting the ground. They are wasting the earth on which they are living. So Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 10. He says, every tree, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That means that even if you are bearing fruit, there's a difference. There are levels of fruit that you must bear. Yeah. He says, every tree which bringeth not good fruit. That means that you can be a tree, you can bring forth fruit, but your fruit might not be a good fruit. Yeah. 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 Oh, that is why we have churches. Eh? They are churches. They are trees. They are also bringing forth fruit. But the fruits that they are bringing out are not good fruits. Because you go into the church, the fruits that they are bearing is one akwantre upon the other. That is not good fruit. He said, every branch that does not bear fruits is cut away. It's cut away. It's cut away. That means that when you are connected to the tree, you should make sure that you take the right nutrients that will enable you to do what? Bear fruits. You need to take the right ingredients that is able, that will be able to what? Give you the right nutrients to what? Bear fruits. That means that it's not every church that you go to. Yes, that is why when you give your life to Christ, the first thing that is told you after you have confessed is that find a Bible-believing church, a Holy Ghost, a sorry papa, so that you can bear fruit, papa. Amen. Am I telling you something this evening? He said, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruits. Listen, if especially it is livestock farming. Anytime that you have a particular cattle, a particular sheep that is able to produce more children, what do? Ocean is special. Even amongst your children. If you have a child who is very brilliant, you begin to give that child an attention. He said that every branch that bears for good fruit, that's what he budgeted. He takes time with it and begins to work on it. Listen, it is time for you to be able to bear good fruit, that the Lord's eyes will be upon you and begin to work on you and begin to bring good fruits out of you. Yes. Can I announce to you that the reason why at times it looks as if that our identity and radia even a near film is because you are not bearing fruit? It's like Jesus walking and he's hungry and he's looking for a fruit to eat. He goes to a fig tree and the fig tree is just occupying space. He's just matter occupying space. Listen, do not be a fig tree that cannot bear fruits. Because if you do not bear fruits, the Bible says that the axe is laid there. Listen, 2021, I don't want the axe to be laid at my feet. I want to bear fruits. How can you bear fruits? He says, abide in me. Abide in me. Listen, many of us, we are Christians, but we are not abiding in the Lord. We are not abiding in the word of God. We are not having a relationship with God. We are not abiding in the Holy Spirit. Our life is from work to TV to sleep. Listen, let me ask everybody to give me 5 scriptures. And there will be trouble in this place. Cut off your head. Pa, 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 pa. Even John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21, it will be difficult for people to quote it. Oh, I'm telling you, a beggar did say John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. It will be difficult. But Maminka said, what is the latest soap opera on TV? What is the latest telenovela on TV? Mama mi bie. Come dear. And you know, he knows every station. Anytime, into no movie from Angel TV to Adum TV to UTV to Wana Wana TV to TV to TV to TV. He knows. But let me ask you to open your Bible to Nahum. Open your Bibles to Obadiah. Open your Bibles. I see, hey. Into Obadiah and also because you don't have time to abide in the word of God, you are not able to know where scriptures are. At times when Papa calls some scriptures, you are there say, hey, 90 when you know so Bible ni mu biya na. It is because you don't have time to abide in the word. And if you are not able to abide in the word, you cannot bear fruits. There are people, they can pray. Prayer is good. He can pray for 4 hours non-stop, but there's no scripture basis on your prayer. So what are you praying? You are doing course 90 work. You need to build yourself up in the word of God. And as you build up yourself in the word of God, the prayer will come out. And as the prayer comes out, it comes out as scriptures. And when you begin to move with the word, heaven begins to open for you. And heaven begins to answer. Listen, may I announce to you that the reason why you are not having answers to your prayers is because you are praying amiss. There is no. What is the basis for the breaking that you are breaking? What is the basis for the asking that you are asking? What is the basis for the wife that you are looking for? You have no scripture basis. It is because you are not abiding. Verse 4, it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Any branch that is not connected to any tree cannot bear fruit. Kofa eyi mango dia na bune ne man baako na fatu wo na hwese ebe ye biribia. Because its source is from the tree. The tree takes its fruit from the roots. And when it takes its fruits, it comes into the stem. It goes into the branches and begins to feed it. He said, as the branch, can you give me the scripture? As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Listen, if you are not abiding in God, if you are not abiding in His word, don't expect to be fruitful. Hey, now you might have been born again for 50 years, but if you are not abiding in Him, if you are not abiding in the word of God, because the word of God is the fruit, is the food that you need to grow to be able to bear fruits. To bear fruits. So he says, as a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So you cannot grow apart from the word. You cannot grow without the word of God. You cannot excel in this life without the word of God. You cannot do anything without the word of God. That is why it says in John chapter 1, he did not do anything that he did without him. Because what? The word of God is needed for fruitfulness to happen. Bring me John chapter number 1. Bring it so that we will understand the word. John chapter number 1 from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go. The same was in the beginning with God.
Uh-huh.
All things were made by Him. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So what can you do without the Word of God? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. He said He did. Verse 2. Give me verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Go. All things were made by Him. All things. All things. Not some of the things. All things were made by Him. By what? Who is the Him? The Word. Who is the Word?
Jesus Christ.
So nothing was made without the Word of God. So what are you looking for in this world that you are looking outside the Word of God? Outside the Word of God. Without the Bible says that, listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. You are looking for faith. I can announce to you that the reason why you cannot see impossibilities becoming possible in your life is because you lack the Word of God. Because it is the Word that will give you that faith to believe that if a person does not have a hand can come. It is the Word that will build your faith, that will make you understand that if a person does not have an eye can pop out. But because you are not abiding in the Word, you are not staying in the Word, you are not working with the Word, you are not living the Word is not building up faith enough in you for things to work for you. This evening, I came to announce you, to you that you need to abide in the Word. It's very important. Listen, for you to walk in righteousness, in holiness, in pristinity, in the will of God, in the purpose of God for your life, all you need is the Word of God. All you need is the Word of God. All you need is the Word of God. What are you abiding in? The reason why your marriage is failing is because you have abided in Kunkumbaja. You have abided in Bakunya friend is saying, Kwando Siasmia. That is what you are abiding in. So all that you want to see in your marriage is what you are seeing there. But if you look into the Word of God, as you look into it, as you bring your marriage into the Word of God, your marriage will begin to look like what God wants it to look like. The solution to that husband of yours who is not staying at home does not lie anywhere but in the Word of God. The solution to that wayward child, doesn't lie anywhere but abiding in the Word of God. Where do you allow your children to abide? They abide on Facebook, Instagram. They are abiding on TV. So now they are seeing plenty of comfort on TV and begin to kill their own mates. Their own mates. What are your children abiding in? Are you letting them abide in the Word of God? You yourself, Nadia Nankasa, you yourself, Kwampo, you are abiding in something else. Oh. So you don't even believe anything, because the Word of God that will build the faith in you for you to believe the Word of God, for the Word of God to work in you, you are not studying the Word. You don't have time for the Word. You don't have a time to study the Word of God. So there is no faith being built in you. So if Papa stands here and he speaks that it's going to work for you, yatiabre, because you don't have a Word in you. But if you have the Word of God in you, you receive it in faith. And when you receive it in faith, it will work for you. But when he says it, he goes and meets Kunkumbaja in your head. Goes and meets India 4 in your spirit. Now you even understand Indian language more than she. They say, Kwampo, Yangetree translation, Kwampo, what he has here. Because that is what you are abiding in. That is what you are abiding in. Verse 5.
John chapter number 15, verse 5.
Or say, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. The same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. What can you do without the word of God? Listen, can I announce to you that everything, this thing has been said. Pastor Chris says this all the time, but people look at it and it seems some way. But he says that all that you ever want in this world is wrapped up in the word of God. And it is very true. Listen, are you looking for a successful marriage? It's wrapped up in the word of God. If are you looking for a successful business, it is wrapped up in the word of God. Are you looking for a successful educational life? It is wrapped up in the word of God. Are you looking for a good husband, a good wife, good children? It's all in the word. All you need to do is to be able to abide in it. Abide in it. Abide in it. Have time for it. It is there. It is just because you have not had time to look for it. It is there. It is there. Hey, that miracle, it is there. It is just in the word of God. But you are not ready to abide in it. The time that you are supposed to be in the word of God, it is the time that you are using for Facebooking. It is the time that you are using on Instagram. It is the time that you are using to do all sorts of things. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Podcast. But Papa has over 700 messages on podcast. You don't even have it on your phone to listen to one message. If I even ask, so what message was preached Sunday morning? You will not know the scripture. Because after, Mr. Papa said, he is risen. He awake. That is what you know. But if I ask you where he picked that scripture that he was able to tell you that he is risen. So how can things work in your life? You don't listen to preaching. How can you be a doer of the word? Yeah, you have become like what is James chapter number 1. He says that what? He looks at himself in the mirror. The word of God is the mirror. The messages that you are listening to is the mirror. The podcast you are listening to is the mirror. The video messages that Papa has been, that is the mirror. But you see, the reason why it is not working in your life or you are not seeing is because you are not dwelling in it. Listen, when you dwell with something, that is why, you see, at times we say that, Obi nini knutna edu bebia no masse. It's because what they are abiding together, they are living in the same house, they are living together. It is rubbing on each other. So by the time you realize you are looking like your husband is looking like you. So as you continue in the word, as you continue to abide in the word, gradually you become the word. You become the word. You begin to look like it. Because what you feed on is what you become. If you feed on junk food, you become a junk. You become. But if you feed on good food, you have the right nutrients and you become healthy and grow well. And you begin to bear fruits. What are you feeding on? What messages are you listening to? What messages are you listening to? Podcast, 700 messages, you are not listening. Facebook, no call her no man. Immediately you enter, no, na, short videos, yaba, then you forget about the reason why you went there. By the time I went there, what are you abiding in? What are you abiding in? Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast off forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Verse 7. I'm finishing. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. You know the you know what is happening here? If you are in God, and his words are in you, when you are asking, you are not asking your flesh, you are asking the word of God. It is the word of God that is in you that is coming out. So when you begin to bring the words out, oh, because the word of God is the will of God for your life. So ye ask what ye will. Your will has become the will of God, and it shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. By the time you are abiding in the word of God, you have become like the word of God. So as you walk like the word. You walk like the word of God. So whatever you say is the word of God you are saying. Whatever you are asking is the word of God you are asking. So as long as it's the word of God, God will not answer anything that you have not said according to his word. Am I blessing you this evening? Listen, the word of God is an essential commodity for your growth as a child of God. The word of God is an essential necessity for your bearing of fruits as a child of God. The word of God is an essential commodity in your life, in your candidature to heaven. You can do nothing except with the word of God. So abide in the word. So abide in the word. Stay in the word. The word of God will show you the way. The word of God, as you see, will take you away from temptation. It will take, listen, as you study the word, it will teach you that you should not allow that young man to put his hand in your brazier. The word of God will help you. By the time that you have become the word, when the guy is coming, on one kasa, or shed your corner, on one obeching in several. Listen, it's because you don't have the word of God. That is why you dress anyhow. It's because you don't have the word of God. That is why you are able to come from your boyfriend's house and come to church. And then Easter Tuesday, your real one, son, sorry. Hey! Obiti, you are sending a message. Jai sofuna sabno okikana yana bra. Then the hot womb, because you don't have the word of God. Ohua, there is no all about you. There is nothing putting away from thinking evil, because you don't have the word. Because you don't look like the word of God. You don't dress like the word of God. You don't speak like the word of God. You don't think like the word of God. Everything about you doesn't look like the word of God. So they use you anyhow. But if you abide in the word, when they see you, they see the word of God coming. Or fairy crampo say or becatch or say, sister, me pe what? And yet no di so beca. Me can say we will be can say eh. Now so for us okay. And yes, here now what do you want you? You see, the right person will come to you. The right person will come to you. The word of God will repel that which is wrong and bring you the right one. Abide in the word. Abide in the word. Stay in the word. Become like the word. Walk like the word. Talk like the word. Dress like the word. Move like the word. Go where the word is. Go where the word is. Go where the word is. Walk where the word is. Run to where the word is. Sing the word. Proclaim the word. Hey! Proclaim the word. Abide in the word. God bless you. Rise up to your feet. Bonsem kesiye shenya midi anionyam. Bonsem, bonsem. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Father, help me that I might abide in your word. Father, help me that I might stay in your word.
Help me that I might have time for your word, that I might walk in your word, that I might become the same as your word. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, help me that I may not be distracted by the world, but I will stay in the word, that I will stay in the word. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Rabasabaya kabedebe, rimante bozi belederebosha. Hey, may we become one with the word. May we become like the word. May our speech be like the word. When we are asked questions, may what comes out of our mouth be the word of God. May what comes out of our spirit be the word of God in the name of Jesus. Let everything that we do be about the word of God. May we become one with the word. May we become one with the word, that we might bear fruits. That we might bear fruits. That we might bear fruits. That we might bear fruit. Let the word of God, let it come alive in us. In the name of Jesus. Let the word of God be manifest in us. In the name of Jesus. Let the word of God lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Hey! My Ania Sammy Nyakro, my Ania Sammy Nyabako, my Ania Sammy Nyabako, Baby Ivan Nantibia, my Sammy Frimu Yamumbra, my Sammy Nyetumamaya, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Bandele Bosha, Riba di Brendeleba, Zadeni Miantele Bosha, Dada, Rikoni Miantele Bosha. Repent me and tell me, hey, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, as we have entered a new month, oh God, let the word of God work for us, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says he sent forth his word and he healed them that were oppressed. Let the word of God bring healing. The word of God as it abides in us. Let it quicken our mortal bodies and bring healing to our bodies. In the name of Jesus, let the word of God bring healing to our bodies. Let it bring healing to our lives. Let it bring healing to our children. In the name of Jesus, as our children abide in the word, Father, may they be like the word. May they be like the word. May they be like the word. May they not go astray from the word. May they not go astray from the word. May they stay in the word. May they stay in the word. In the name of Jesus, God, Danama Kabe, Zadabaya Kabe, Telebosha, Riba Lebosi Brende, Riba Baba Kabe, Ribande Lebosha Dalaba, Ribala Dalaba Kabe, Ribele Delebosaya. There is power in the word of God. There is power in the word of God. There is power in the word of God. Tonight I release the power in the word. I release the power in the word. I send forth the power in the word. I send it to your homes in the name of Jesus. I send it online in the name of Jesus. The word of God is being sent into your home right now. It's bringing salvation. It is bringing healing. The word is bringing deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, da ba 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 ha. Rabba balaba kapreha, rimante bosha, ribalaba kapreha, repete bosandeleba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. 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 Thank you for the word of God. Hey, I don't know where I would have been without the word of God. I don't know where I would, what would have happened to me without the word of God. Thank you for the word. Lift up your voice. Just begin to thank the Lord for the word. He sent forth his word. He sent forth his word. He did not do anything without the word. Thank you that the word is working in our lives. Thank you for the word. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Me free my core. Memory.
Come on.
Me to tumble. Hey, Yahweh. Now, the prima con memo, prima con memo.
Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, from today we want to abide in your word. We don't want to be just hearers of your word, but we want to abide in it and do the word. Walk the word and talk the word. Father, we thank you that your word is working for us. We give you glory and praise. Even in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Somebody shout that believing, amen. Amen. If you are here, you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to pray with you. If you are here, you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, lay your hand on your heart. Let's pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the cross. Forgive me of all my sins. Make me born again. May your eternal life live in me. Thank you, Lord, that I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Is it not a blessing? Is it not a blessing? Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.